Shalom, I'm Rab Yoni, and this is the Shar HaPares podcast. Let's dive in through the gate of the orchard. We're coming up on the holiday of Purim, and you're getting ready your mishloach manos, you're getting ready your donations to the local poor, you're getting ready your costumes, you're getting ready your simcha and your wine, your suda, all of it. We're going to hear the Megillah, and we're going to celebrate. What are we celebrating? We're celebrating the hidden and the concealed. And everyone talks about this every year. The hidden and concealed. It's a confusing holiday. We dress up, we hide ourselves, we dance, and we hope that somewhere in that dancing, in this motion, this physical action where we drug our goof along, that we're going to have a spiritual connection with Hashem and that we're going to be able to be elevated. It is the opposite and the counterpart to Yom Kippur. After all, Yom Kippurim. We've talked about that before. And right now you have a lot of rabbis giving you narratives on who the characters are in today's society. Who's Esther? Who's Mordechai? Who is Haman? And who's Ahasuerus? And who is Amalek? And many people want to use the story of Ukraine and Russia. But perhaps we're looking in the wrong direction. Perhaps Amalek is not some external party that we have to battle. Perhaps Amalek is within us. After all, what is the first time we see Amalek in Torah? It's not when he attacked the stragglers. Yes, Amalek is a physical nation. And they attacked the straggling Yidden, those who were weak in their mitzvos and weak in their getting up and going, that what Mesillas Yesharim tells us to do, where we need to jump up like a lion and we need to pounce on mitzvahs, those who struggle in that area, that they're not quick to it, that they straggled behind the group and they were taken out as a result. And it teaches us an important lesson that our Avodas Hashem needs to be top-notch and we need to be quick on it, not just let it sit on its own, because if we don't actively grow it and mature it, it will rot. It'll ferment and rot, and it'll be destructive to us in our Yiddishkeit. But that aside, that was not the first time we saw Amalek in the Torah story. In fact, the first time we saw Amalek was in the garden. Sort of. Amalek, one of his descendants is Haman, and Haman shows in the garden. In fact, after eating from the tree, Hashem talked to Adam in Breishis Skimmel. Yud Aleph. Hamin ha'eitz. Why did you eat from the tree? Hamin alludes to Haman. The tree knowledge was created to allow death into the world. Haman too was created by Hashem for a role of destruction. And the Gemara in Chulin discusses this. So what is the characteristics of Amalek? Jealousy, conceit, hatred. We see it throughout all of history, right? It's not just in the garden. And it's not just with the snare, the ruse, the attack from behind. And it's not just with Esau. And it's not just with being an advisor to power. And it's not just with Haman. It's not just today. It's throughout everything. Again, it is a narrative of what we have to fight against, the Yetzer Hara. So, and how does that connect? Because in Bereishis Vav, hey, the generation of the flood, says God saw the wickedness of man, that all his thoughts were nothing but evil all day long. Nothing but evil all day long. Rock ra kol hayom. Rock k ra a kol l hayom m. K a l m. And you see this done plenty of times. You rearrange it for A-M-L-K, because everything's topsy-turvy in this holiday, and we see the phrase Amalek. Wherever we give into our Yetzer Hara, we have given into Amalek, and we have allowed ourselves to be influenced and guided By a malach. And that's why we have a chiyuv, a halakhic obligation to destroy a malach, whether physical or spiritual, because it stands in the way of properly serving Hashem. It is the antithesis. It is not a power of its own. It is something that we choose to give into, that we are tempted by, right? And again, it's not a power of its own. We choose to do good or we choose to do evil. It is there to give us the concept of free will so that we can choose to do good. When we choose to do evil, that is the power given to it, is the power we invested into it. And that's what we have to destroy, is we have to destroy our own evil intentions. You need to overcome the Yetzer Hara, and you need to give in to the Yetzer HaTov, and you need to change the story. You need to change the narrative. And that's what the concept we've been discussing, this idea of cleaving to Hashem and becoming a Benoni, is all about. And that's a foundational concept taught in Sefer HaTanya as well. Now, the Amalek within. Amalek also, according to the Breslov Research Institute, has the same gematria, the same numerical value, as Sfeik, Safek, which is doubt. All the questions and doubts that we have today about Hashem regarding our faith, that is Amalek. It's the troubles we face when we lack the proper direction and advice. And when we seek to strengthen our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we overpower and defeat the Amalek within. So as we go into this holiday, engage in the joy, engage in the simcha. Find the proper kavanas and proper levels to fulfill the mitzvahs. And don't let it be just a party. Because you know what was a kosher party? Was the feast of Achashverosh. Yes, all the food was certified glatt kosher by the finest rabbis in town. And the point was, just because it's kosher, it doesn't mean it's spiritually the right thing to do. Just because it's permitted doesn't mean you should do it and it'll help you grow. In fact, it can help destroy you. There's levels to kosher. There's infinite levels to kosher. So too, there are levels to how we serve Hashem. Just because it is glatt kosher, it doesn't make it the right thing to eat. And that's something we need to recognize. Kosher may mean permitted, but kosher does not mean approved, beneficial, and recommended. So consider that when we look at this holiday. It's not about the feast, about getting lost in the flesh or getting lost in the yain. It's not about that. The meat and the wine. Yeah, these are components to a yontif, and we need to have simcha. We need to do the proper elevations for the neshamas and the meat and for the wine to allow us to give us to a state of simcha where we can't tell the difference between cursed as Haman and blessed as Mordechai. That is true. That is a halakhic obligation. But don't make it all about the food, because believe it or not, being a servant of Hashem is not being a foodie. It doesn't work together. And so many times I hear people just so obsessed about food. Well, that's not what Hashem calls us to. And we need to recognize that. Hashem calls us to do good. Hashem calls us to be good. Hashem calls us to transcend, to elevate, and lift up the sparks of Kedusha around us and lift up our own levels of Kedusha. That's what we're called to do. That's what we're called to be. And that's how we're called to exist. And that's not about getting lost in the meal. Because yes, Achashverosh's feast was a kosher meal. No joke. And yet, it was the wrong thing to do, and that's what caused Hashem's wrath to be turned against Bnei Israel at that time. So we must be careful. Not just with Purim, not just with any Jewish holiday, but with every day, that we don't give in to the taivas of the world. That we don't allow ourselves to be guided by our taste buds, our olfactory senses, our desires for rest, relaxation, and luxury. That's not proper Avodas Hashem. So, going into this holiday, engage the mitzvos, allow Hashem to speak to you behind that mask of concealment, and use that elevated chance to inspire you and create higher sparks of Kedusha, and allow you to live at a higher state of existence than that of someone who just goes about daily life without recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
thank you for listening to Shahar Pardes on Anchor by Spotify. If you enjoy this podcast, please rate us on iTunes or Spotify and share with your friends. Have a question or topic idea? I'd love to hear from you. Please message Yidbrook on Facebook or leave me a voicemail in the Anchor app. If you're not on social media, it's okay. Just send me your ideas at yidbrook.com/Kabbalah. Become a monthly supporter on Anchor by Spotify or by visiting yidbrook.com/donate. You can also show your support by sharing my podcast with others and also by purchasing my custom-made Judaica jewelry or artisan beard balm on Etsy or at yidbrook.com/store. This podcast is a project of Yidbrook Building Jewish Bridges. Learn more at yidbrook.com/Kabbalah.